Blog Talk Radio.
From the San Francisco Bay Area, it's time for Live from the Bay with Joey. Stay tuned.
The year was 1969. People all over the U.S. and abroad were driving their Chevys, station wagons, and dragsters down the road. The radio was on, any station USA. You heard this Billboard chart smash playing on your radio. We will be hearing from the lady that was a big part of this hit song sensation and her career. Stay tuned as we go down memory lane with Miss Lily. Some years ago, a little girl born and raised in Arkansas later moved to Washington to stay with her family after her father's passing. She graduated high school there, and then her story just begins. Given a voice to sing, a captivating smile, a contagious laugh that would prove to be her very own signature in the music industry, this story is one of birth, hope, and faith. The story talks about gospel, jazz, blues, singing legend in her own right, who has graced the world with her voice and personality, given the honor of a Dove Award in 2008. Would you please help me welcome on Live from the Bay with Joey, none other than singer and communicator, Miss Lily. Lily Knowles is in the house, folks. Hi, Miss Lily. Welcome, and how are you?
Hi, Joey. I'm great and happy to be here with you, my friend.
We're happy to have you. Now, you know, when we started this interview, tell me a little bit about, I understand that that song that we heard, Oh Happy Day, is an old 1800s hymn, and that still appears in hymn books?
And, yes, it does.
And so how did the, you know, I'd like to know how the heck that became an overnight radio hit sensation.
Well, I was part of a church choir. We were rehearsing to go to a competition on the East Coast, and our fearless leader, Edwin Hawkins, said, I was looking through the hymn book, and I think I saw a song that I can rearrange, and did he rearrange it? And we lost the competition, by the way, but after that, things just took off for our song and our choir.
That's amazing,
yeah.
Really. So you lost the competition, but then that song became a Billboard smash.
Yes, it did. I understand a hippie was throwing away records in the back room of a warehouse.
Amazing.
In San Francisco. He saw the picture of the Black Choir, put it on the turntable, and it was blown away by it, ran down the radio station KSAN and said, play this, and it was history.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I remember here, I was really very, very young in 1969, but I do remember that song and hearing it years later as well. So we've already heard the original. So let's hear your 2007 rendition on your Dove Award winning CD, Lily Knowles Past and Present, shall we?
Okay. Thank you.
Happy day,
when Jesus washed,
I'm so glad he washed.
Wow, that was great. I felt like I was in church. That was awesome. So let me ask you, was it not that long ago that you accepted an award for Oh Happy Day on behalf of the Edwin Hawkins Choir and Singers? Is that did I understand that correct?
Yes, what an honor. Edwin was on tour in Europe, so he wrote a speech and asked me if I would make some comments and then read
That's
his
awesome.
Acceptance speech, and it was great. We were all inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Now, where was this? Where did this happen?
Nashville, Tennessee, the Gospel Music Association.
Wow. And was it at the Grand Ole Opry or something, or was it at one
It was one of those big, huge, beautiful hotels, and everybody was there, and it was exciting.
Unbelievable. So now let's go back to 1969. So what happened back then to a church choir that would forever change your life? Now, we're talking 40 years later. What does Oh Happy Day mean to Miss Lily today?
Well, it reminds me of a wonderful time in my life when we traveled the world with all the top groups singing this song.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing it every concert that I do because it's just the kind of song that everybody loves, and then it helps us to be reminded of perhaps what it was like before we did have Jesus come into our hearts and lives.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, you started singing. I would assume that you started singing when you were really young. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. A little girl placed up on a table and to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know.
Oh, I see. So it started in church. That's where you started.
In church.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
And now, I know years later, tell me about where your career has landed you today. I know you travel quite a bit. Where have your travels in music sent you? And if you don't mind, I'd like to know, and I'm sure some of the listeners out there would like to know, what your most favorite country, maybe, and what makes that country so special to Miss Lily?
Well, I've been given the opportunity now, 35 years of traveling the world. I've been in 57 countries and islands, and it would be difficult to say one particular place because in the summer, one place might be more wonderful than another, and in the winter also. But just for a favorite place, it would be Hawaii.
Why is that?
Well, I lived there 10 years, and I just thought it was the most beautiful place in the world, and I would like to live there, but I'm here.
I remember that, Miss Lily. Now, help me understand, were you not living in Florida before the Hawaii experience?
No, I was in Seattle, San Jose, Hawaii, Florida, and now back to California.
Okay. So, and everybody loves Hawaii. It's just, it's such
We had a good
awesome
time
place.
When you came over.
Oh, yeah. I've been there quite a few times and
had
the opportunity to sing at the Iolani Palace in Waikiki Shell
and places
like that. So, anyway, it's a wonderful place. So, you know, we're talking about travel. I understand that you have a cruise going on this year. Is that correct?
Yes, it's my 75th birthday cruise. It's going out of Fort Lauderdale on the world's largest ship, the Allure, going to the Eastern Caribbean. The date we're leaving is April 28, returning a week later, May 5. There are 8,000 guests on board. And it's 21 stories tall, Joey.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I remember sending my mom and three of her friends, so there were four women that for one of my mom's birthdays.
Oh.
This 7 or 8 years ago, I sent them to Mexico for 11 days on one of the new princess ships that came into San Francisco, and I think it was only 17 or 18 stories, and it was and this one is how many?
21.
And when I saw it, I was like, it was the most unbelievable thing I had ever seen in my life. So
I love
let
cruising.
Me ask you, if somebody is interested in going on this cruise, they can either contact one of their, how do they go about getting on your cruise?
contact their travel agent,
okay,
or go on my website, Miss Lily, MissLillie.com, and there's some information there.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, mm-hmm, folks, if you're interested in joining Miss Lily to the Eastern Caribbean this year, now is the time. So, being that you enjoy traveling so much, Miss Lily, I need to ask you, how often are you touring per month? I mean, is it quite often that you're...
I'm out 3 weekends a month, and then I'm home 1 weekend so that I can attend my wonderful church. And I love to travel. I never tire of it. I look forward to it. It's because I love what I'm doing.
And talking about those travels, I understand that you sing a song, Route 66. Now, tell me about Route 66. Have you ever gone down that road?
Well, yes, I have. And by the way, living here in Rancho Cucamonga, there's a street called Foothill, which is the original Route 66, all the way to the western part of the United States.
Wow, that's
amazing. It's a fun song to sing, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we take a listen to your rendition of Route 66, Miss Lily.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A., more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. You go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, plan to travel west. Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. You know it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles along the way. You'll have fun on Route. Missouri, Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? You'll have fun. The kids, the dog and the cat, the kids are fighting in the back. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, that was a great song. Now, I understand, I've known you for years, and I know you have this thing with hats and this hat obsession. So you're always wearing hats when you sing. Can you tell me what that's all about?
I wear hats all the time, even when I go to Curves to work out. Well, see, growing up in the black church, everyone wore hats, even the little kids. And I on one of my CDs, I have a picture of me at age 6 wearing a hat.
Mm.
I do lots of ladies' hat and tea parties, and it's just wonderful because ladies tend to forget how special they can feel when they're wearing a hat.
Mm. Well, you know what? Now I'm just picturing you singing the blues with a hat. So let's take a listen to you singing the Heavenly Blues, shall we?
Well, I'm on my way to heaven.
washed away my sins, gave me joy and peace and praise. God, I'm born again.
I'm on my way to heaven. Ain't got time to sing the blues.
Since Jesus saved me, I'm a bearer of good news. Keep me by still waters. Gentle shepherd, I'm the last that he needs.
On my way to heaven, ain't got time to sing the blues.
Oh, no, 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 because since Jesus Christ saved me, I've got nothing but good news.
When we get to heaven, the city fair and bright,
you know, after hearing that song, I love the blues. So I want to know what the blues mean to you, and is when you're singing it, is it something that's born within you, do you think, or is it just a style of music? Is it talking about, I mean, I think blues were born out of a lot of grief, sorrow, right? I guess I just kind of want to know what your take is on that. I'd be interested in.
Okay, Joey, for me, it's only a style. Mm. Everyone seems to enjoy hearing and singing the blues.
Mm-hmm.
So all I do is change the words so that the sad lyrics are gone, but the style is still there. That's what makes it work.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed that. So, you know, thank you so much. Okay, Miss Lily, I'm going to ask you to put your thinking cap on, thinking hat on. Like that. So you've met many famous people throughout your career. Who by far was the most interesting to you?
Wow. I have to think about that. Probably because I lived 10 years in Hawaii, and most people who would come to Hawaii, one of the first things they wanted to do was go to the Don Ho show.
Mm, of course.
And so when I went, my friend, who was the choreographer for his show, told him that I sang. Mm. So on a regular basis, he would have me sing a gospel song right in the middle of his program. Mm. And he was just the nicest guy to me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he just put on an incredible show, and he was
mm-hmm.
kind. And so I liked Don.
Yeah, you know, I heard a lot of, when I was in the Hawaiian Islands, one of his right-hand men that worked right alongside of him, kind of looked like him, also sang. Actually, I was singing somewhere, and he introduced me, and I said to somebody afterwards, "Who is he? He looks really familiar." And they said, "He works hand-in-hand with Don Ho."
Oh.
And I said, "Wow." But I had heard so many good things about, you know, Mr. Don Ho, and so that just confirms that for me. So thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah. He was my friend.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Joey, I know your talent, and I know that you are a great host here on this program, but you can also do so many other different kind of voices. May I hear one, please?
Sure. Maybe I can do a few for you. Here's one.
Okay.
Here's one for you.
You can't say that. Are you crazy? Where are you from?
Get out of here.
Did you like that one?
Yes, what
okay,
a gift.
Now I have another one for you.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know, you're very, very nice. Yeah, you can't say that. Who do you think you are?
I just love doing voices. Sometimes it's gotten me in trouble, and sometimes I like to talk like I'm from the South. So, you know, but I have to be very, very cognizant of what I'm doing. I think I started picking that up. My aunt and uncle used to have a parrot named Juanito.
Ah.
And Juanito was, he was really interesting. My grandfather, who used to work for Southern Pacific Railroad, got him I guess he was a little baby parrot from a man. He actually came from, the little parrot came from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, my family came from Spain. So here, this little parrot that came from Mexico ended up adopting a Spanish accent. And he would mimic people. And not only would he mimic what they said, he would mimic singing. So he used to sing like flamenco music. And he loved coffee. And I was always just fascinated by how he could mimic the sound.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I actually have patterned my life after Juanito, the little parrot. So that's how indeed I am able to do those voices. But thank you for recognizing that talent. So, Miss Lily, you've been a dear friend I've known for over 30 years, since I was real young. So do you remember when both you and I opened up and headlined at the theme park Marriott's Great America in 1982? It's in Santa Clara, California. And I just sent you a copy of that poster. You haven't changed a bit. What do you think when your eyes landed on that poster 30 years later?
Well, first off, Joey, thank you for getting me into that Great America thing. That was wonderful that day. But in looking at it, it made me very happy, because even now at almost 75 years old, I still look almost the same.
I would say so. No, I didn't see it. Yeah, so, I mean, when I looked back, and you were, what, 44 at that time? About 44 years old? Is that
mm-hmm.
about right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see a big difference at all. So,
and I'm still, and I was thankful to God that I'm still able to travel all over and sing.
Yeah, and that being said, you know, I have noticed in our conversation, you have mentioned a lot about God. Now, I know that there are people out there that do gospel music and they do it, and it's a cultural thing. I also know sometimes it's a cool thing. And you know, I know you do blues and jazz and gospel, all that style. But that being said, since you have talked a little bit about God, I'm going to ask you, what does that mean, having God in your life? What does that mean to you? Can you help me out here? Because I'm really interested in knowing.
Well, God is everything to me. I've known him since I was a little girl. And he's my friend, he's my counselor, he's just always with me.
Mm.
Whenever I have a problem, I can discuss it with him
mm-hmm.
and get an answer, and mm-hmm. he leads me and guides me. That's mm-hmm. what he means to me.
Mm. That's awesome. So obviously it's easy to translate it out to when you're going out and singing before people and you're sharing with them. That's
uh-huh.
just very much a part of your life. So it's very natural.
It's very natural.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Lily, you know this show now originates in San Francisco Bay Area, and
yeah.
I know that you once lived here. So when did you leave and why?
Well, I lived in San Jose, and I was asked to do a radio program on that powerful station, KXRX.
Mm-hmm.
I had it twice on Sunday, called Gospels According to Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And I played gospel music 7:30 in the morning and 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for about 5 years, and it was just a great way for people, even if they weren't Christians or didn't even like gospel music, they just were able to enjoy what I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time.
Yeah. So, and that was in San Jose. So you once lived in the Bay Area, and
yes.
now you make your home in Southern California.
Yes.
So, and I, you know, of course, we talked a little bit, we touched on the fact that you lived in Florida and Hawaii, and so now, of course, you're down in the Rancho Cucamonga area of Southern California. Now, that being said, isn't really that different than being here in Northern California?
Of course. It's warmer here and nicer. It doesn't rain as much, of course, as it did in Washington. But
mm-hmm.
even I think it's different than living in San Jose. I think often, Joey, when you and I talk on the phone, I'll ask you what the temperature is, and sometimes it's 30 degrees
mm-hmm.
cooler
mm-hmm.
than here.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I've heard people say that they call the Bay Area or Northern California NoCal. You know, I've heard people from Southern California tell me, oh, so you live in NoCal? And I'm like, I beg your pardon? I live in the Bay Area. Yeah, NoCal. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, you know, it's California to me.
So we're SoCal here, of course.
Yeah, you're SoCal there.
Mm-hmm. And then I live close to the airport. I'm 8 minutes from my house to the gate, and that was another reason why I wanted to live in this beautiful place.
Mm. Miss Lily, so now, if you ever had to pick another place outside of living in Rancho Cucamonga to spend the rest of your life, where would that be?
Aloha.
Right. Hawaii.
Hawaii, yes.
Now, why is that?
I just love the people, and living those 10 years there just gave me such a love for the islands, the beauty, the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a wonderful. Now, I don't know if I told you, my family, my grandparents, actually immigrated to the Hawaiian Islands. So when they were young teenagers, my mom's family, both her mother and father, their family immigrated to Hawaii because in the early 1900s, till I think about 1918, the English contracted the Spanish and the Portuguese to work the sugarcane fields in the Hawaiian Islands.
I see.
So my family worked in the sugarcane fields in the Hawaiian Islands. So when I first went to Hawaii, it was just so strange because I had all this history and hearing all about it, and there's always been a connection. And what's kind of funny and eerie at the same time was years later, I went to the town or the little village, whatever, that my family actually first lived in when they moved to.
Wow.
In
Honolulu,
Hawaii. And I went into this little village, and nothing had changed since the early 1900s.
I believe it, yes.
And I was walking through the plantations, and the wind was blowing,
mm-hmm.
and there were these little houses that were not occupied anymore, that were, you know, I mean, we're talking, 80, 90 years old, and it was almost as if I could hear what used to be the sounds of little children running.
Yes.
And it was so powerful. Mm. And that always, Hawaii always holds, no matter if I'm going there for vacation or going out to sing, it always holds a really special place in my heart. It really does. So Hawaii holds a special place in my heart, and food holds another special place in my heart because, you know, I like to cook. And
I know, and I don't cook.
You don't cook.
No.
And so, you know, I'm always thinking of, I think some of my favorite food, I like making steak and potatoes, something simple, you know, I just like that. And then with a nice salad and stuff. I also, part of my culture, I'm sure you've heard of paella, so I will make a paella, which is very similar to jambalaya from New Orleans, in fact.
Oh, all right.
When the Spanish came over to New Orleans, they brought with them their paella. But for a lot of locals, it wasn't spicy enough. You know, they wanted to spice it a little bit.
Yes.
Well, so that's how jambalaya evolved.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, so I like that. I also like Cherry's Jubilee for dessert. So I want to know, what's your favorite food? Do you have favorite food? Or is
Absolutely.
There any?
Absolutely. salmon.
Salmon.
I eat three times a week.
How do you cook it?
Well, it's really not really cooking. I boil water, and then I take the package from the box that I get from Costco. And I put the plastic container in the boiled water, and then I leave it for about 4 minutes.
Okay.
And then I just cut the top off, and then the salmon just slides onto my plate. So that's it.
That's really easy.
But then dessert, my favorite dessert in the whole world is strawberry shortcake.
Now, why is that? You just love strawberries?
I just love strawberries. I just
jeez.
And we have all the little stands on the roads down here. So I'm pulling in there all the time getting a container of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I think mine is probably more on the lines of, like I said, Cherry's Jubilee, but I also really like anything chocolate.
It's
great. Most people do. So when you hear somebody saying, no, my favorite dessert is, strawberry shortcake, that's not very often that you hear that. So
I'm not a chocolate person. I just don't care for chocolate.
Mm. you've helped us really understand you a lot better. Now, I also know that you many times are seen with Bill Gaither and friends on videos and on television. People can see that all the time. And I want to know how that came to fruition and maybe perhaps where the most interesting place you've recorded with all those singers on the Gaither videos has been.
I'll answer the second question first. The most interesting place would have been when we went to Israel and recorded two CDs there, and I was able to sing the old Rugged Cross as we stood at the Garden Tomb. It was moving, very moving. But I traveled with Bill and Gloria Gaither trio and their brother Danny, and then I went my own way. They had recorded an album for me, my very first, actually my second record.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a call when I was living in Hawaii saying they were going to sit around the piano and sing some of the old wonderful hymns. Would I like to be a part?
Mm-hmm.
And I said yes. So that's how that started. Now I was on the second one they ever did. Now it's 20 years, and they've been out.
That's awesome. That is so. Yeah, many times I'll be in front of that TV.
Channel surfing, and there we are.
And there you guys are. So, I have a question for you that I think people would be very interested in knowing. And that's simply, if you can go anywhere without people knowing you, having seen or heard you.
Well, if I just run to the post office and put on some kind of weird hat or something like that. But when I am out and I'm wearing a regular hat, I'm almost always recognized because they know me as the hat lady from the Gaither videos.
Have you ever had any experience where you've been somewhere and you might not have realized that somebody had recognized you? And then,
yes,
I guess
I was standing in line at the bank, and I was in a hurry, as I'm always in a hurry. And the girl had trainee written on her name tag. And she was very slow and because she's in training. And I was getting more and more agitated. And by the time I got up to her, I was really just very agitated. And I'm sure my body language let her know that I needed to get out of there quickly. And so she finished and said, here you are, Miss Knowles, and thank you. And as I walked away, she said, oh, by the way, I love when you sing on the Gaither videos.
Wow. Yeah.
So I realized, okay.
Yeah, of course. I think that's kind of hard. I'm the very private person, and those people that are very close to me, you and I have discussed this many times. I know you love traveling. I do not like traveling. I know that you don't really have that problem with being recognized. I do. And so I always downplay it all the time. I don't like it. I don't know. I don't care if they've seen me in a movie or they've, seen me doing music or they remember me from my band days or what have you. And you know that I've been in pharmaceutical in the pharmaceutical industry for years and years.
Right.
I remember not that long ago, I was visiting with a doctor and his staff, and one of the ladies said to me, that was working for him, she said, "I just want to let you know, I always see you in here, and you're always pleasant, and I always see you, but I just want to let you know how much I enjoy your music, and I've read your articles about, and I'm like, where did you, and she goes, "Joey, I know all about you." And I started to downplay it, and then some people started asking about it, and immediately I was like, "Okay, well, I got to go. Nice seeing you, folks." And I'm out of there. I mean, I don't know if it's being shy, bashful. I just don't. It's really, that is one area of my life that's very difficult for me. I think I'd be a terrible celebrity because I think I'd probably be beaten up every paparazzi.
The paparazzi would have a hard time taking photos of you.
They sure would. So, fame has its price, but, there's also great aspects of when we're popular or when something wonderful happens, be it in music, be it in acting, whatever artistic, when you're an artist, there are things that just kind of make you feel so great. And I know that at the 39th Annual Dove Awards, which is, for those listeners out there that are not familiar, they're the equivalent of the Gospel Grammys. At that 39th Annual Dove Award in 2008 at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, what did it mean to you to not only hear your name being called as a nominee in your category, but having your name being called as a winner? What did that mean to you?
Well, it's very hard to describe it because in 1976, I was nominated, and of course I didn't win. And here, 32 years later, it was like the Lord has a sense of humor, God, that He would give me an early birthday present, because 1 week from the day that I won, I was going to be on my 70th birthday cruise. So I felt like God just gave me a nice birthday present. I was sitting there and hearing my name called. I didn't really think that it was possible. My friend said, "Lily, you won. Get up there." So I had to go up and make a little speech, and that was wonderful.
And not only have you been seen all over the world and been seen on and heard on Gaither videos and on television and, national and international, but now you get this, this nomination, and you're a winner of your category for the I mean, that must have just been not only spectacular, but that must have as well opened up extra doors for you in music and where you go and sing. And
I was humbled because I was in a category where anyone could have won, but God was gracious to me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know what, Miss Lily, I just want to thank you so much for a wonderful interview, and I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you as a friend, and I know that listeners out there were really intrigued, and really this was something that is not every day that we get to talk to a gospel, jazz, blues singer that lives so close to the San Francisco Bay Area, that was so interconnected. So again, thank you so much. And, I thought it would be so appropriate to end tonight, Live from the Bay with Joey, with you serenading us out with an old San Francisco favorite, "I Left My Heart in San Francisco." Thanks, Miss
Lily.
Okay.
Bye, Joey. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little gables are. Climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may above the blue and when